tonight we're talking about love. We're talking about sex ed. That's the title of tonight's message. And tonight we're going to do it a little bit different. I'm going to start out and I'm going to be talking to the singles. And we decided that I would do that first because everybody starts their life out single. You know, you don't come out of the womb married, you're single. And you end up going and living your life and you experience some things being single. And then after I'm done talking to the singles, Pastor Jess is going to come and talk to the marrieds. Now, here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want you guys, well, like, okay, Pastor Dan's just talking to single people right now. I don't really have to listen to that anymore. You know, I'm married now and, you know, whatever. And then the single people, I don't want you guys to, you know, really get in on the first part of this. And then once you hit the married part, just kind of go brain dead. The reason why is because married people, you need to hear what I'm saying to the single people, because there's going to be people in your life, in your sphere of influence that you can help, that you can talk to. And there's going to be some things that I say to the singles that pertain to you as a married person that crosses over into relationships and things like that. And then what Pastor Jess says to the married people, if you're single, someday most likely you're going to be married and you're going to need to know this stuff when you get married. And again, some of the stuff that she's going to say to you crosses over as well to the singles. So listen up tonight. If you want to start out, you can open your Bible to the book of Ephesians. And myself and Pastor Jess are going to be hitting some stuff in Ephesians tonight. And let me preface everything by saying this. You know, when I was in high school, we had, I don't know, I can remember maybe one time that we had a talk like this that was open, that was candid, that was, you know, a lot of times they would take the guys aside and you know, have one little talk with them. And I know it's different at The Rock. And every month they talk about sex and dating and love relationships, all that kind of stuff. They're doing it right now on the youth. And I think it's important for us to teach you guys as the young adult, and somebody needs to love you enough to tell you this stuff. Because if you don't hear this stuff in church, you're not going to hear it coming from TV. You're not going to hear it on the internet. You're not going to hear it watching a movie. Somebody needs to love you enough to tell you the truth. Pastor Jess and I love you enough to open the Word of God with you tonight and to say some things that might even be embarrassing to us. However, as we say those things, the reason why we're saying it is for your benefit. We want you guys to have a good life. We want you as single people to succeed and to live holy lives, to live out your life as a single person, pure and undefiled from the world. As a married couple, we want your marriage to succeed. So we're not trying to be rude. We're not trying to be harsh. We're not trying to throw a bunch of rules on you, but we're simply trying to help you and trying to encourage you in the ways of God. So we love you tonight. First thing I want to say to the singles is be okay being single. There is nothing wrong with you just because you're single. Can I get a witness from anybody tonight? You are not a second-class citizen because you're not married and you're in the 18 to 28-year-old group. If you should graduate shift and you're still not married, it's okay. Because God has a plan for your life. God knows right where you're at. He's not shocked. He's not worried. He's not concerned. He's not sweating bullets up in heaven, and that's why it rained today. God knows where you're at. He's got your number, and he knows how to get the person that he has lined up for you into your life. Okay? Be okay being single. It's okay. It is all right. God's got it all worked out. Don't get so focused on who the one is, okay? I know when I was single, man, I was always looking around. And it was just like, I almost couldn't go anywhere, do anything. I couldn't even drive on the freeway without being like... You guys are laughing because you do that, huh? You're like, hey, you go to church? Oh, wait. Sorry, I had to buy the DX model. But I mean, literally, I had this friend. We were both half crazy. We were both single. We'd be driving around. I remember one night we drove around Riverside all night, and we were just having a good time. And these girls pull up in a car next to us, and my buddy's like, hey, whoa, you know? And I'm like, yeah. And these girls think we're crazy, and they're like, hey, follow us. And we're like, okay, you know? And then we let them go on the off-ramp. We're like, no way, man. Any girl that would let us pick them up on the freeway, we don't even want to go there. But it's okay for you to be single. It's okay for you to live out your life. And you know what? Don't focus on who the one is. God knows. Trust him. Trust him. Let him bring that person to you. Listen, God knows the timing. Your job is just to simply trust him. God knows what he's doing. He doesn't need your help. He needs you to just simply do what he asks you to do. submit to his word, trust him, get out there in faith. And it's okay to pray for your future husband. That's okay. It's okay for you to pray for your future wife. That's all right. But not like, God, who are they? Come on, God, I know you've got the answers. You know, and you're like sitting there interrogating God. If you could shine a light in his face, you'd be like, come on, tell me. I know, because I experienced those feelings. But listen, what was Adam doing when God brought Eve to him? Working, sleeping, right? God put Adam to sleep and took a rib and made the woman. I mean, that's just something that speaks to us today, because Adam wasn't looking around. Adam wasn't concerned. He had all the animals around him. This guy had a job. He had everything going on. And then God brought the woman to him. And the Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor in the sight of the Lord. That word finds doesn't mean you're searching, you're on a treasure hunt, It means you're walking down the road, you tripped over something, and you looked and there's a treasure. That's what that means. So don't be so concerned about that. Don't be looking around. Don't, when you come to shift for God. You know, I know it's okay to look nice. It's okay to look good, but, I hear things. Some of your parents call me or talk to me at the back door, and they say, you know what, my daughter, man, she spent some time before she goes to shift. I'm like, really? What's she doing? Oh, the hair, the makeup, I'm like, dang, really? What's she looking for? And she's looking for a man. I'm like, okay, wow. Well, we'll see what we can do, but, some good guys, but, really, you should be coming to church for God. Now, that's the first thing I want to say to single people, okay? Second thing I'm going to say to single people, we've had some laughs already, but let's get serious. Having sex outside of marriage is going to land you in hell. Plain and simple, okay? The Bible says, I had to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Let me read it to you so that I don't sound like I'm being so harsh. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 5 starts out like this. For this you know, okay? You ought to know this. If the Bible says this you know, you better know this, okay? This is not something that you should be foolish about. This is not something that you should be stupid about. And this is not something to play with, okay? Because the Bible spells it out, and this is just one scripture I'm going to read to you. But there are numerous scriptures that all are in agreement about this subject. This you know, that no fornicator, stop right there. We don't use words like fornicator. Okay? Here's what that means. Sex outside of marriage. Plain and simple. Nobody having sex outside of marriage. No unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. What does that mean? That means that if you have an inheritance in Christ and in God, that means that Christ has got something for you in heaven. Right? Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's your inheritance. That's what you're going to get when you get there. Because he died and he was raised again. But if you don't have any inheritance in the kingdom, you're not going. That's how serious this is. Sex outside of marriage will land you in hell when you're unrepentant in your sin. Okay? God doesn't candy coat it. I'm not going to candy coat it. Don't let your flesh take you to hell. Let your spirit link up with your mind and make a good choice to follow the ways of God and to trust that God knows what you need. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he starts out in verse 1 and he says, hey, it's better for a man not to touch a woman, but because of sexual immorality, let a man have his own wife and a wife have her own husband. And that's what he says. Now, Paul said, I wish everybody could be like me and just live the single life. But if you're going to burn with passion, it's better for you to get married. Now, I know that that just sped up the things in all the single people's lives because, man, you're experiencing all these things going on the inside of you. You're being just combated with sexual images all the time. And, I mean, in this day and age, there's a lot more sex available than any other time on the face of the planet. Pornography is free. There are people who are doing insane acts that, I mean, I just can't even fathom somebody getting online, finding out somebody that wants to have sex with them, driving to their house, having sex, and then leaving and not having any attachment. But you know what? The Bible talks about that too, because in Corinthians, there were people that would go down to the temple, have sex with the temple prostitute, and leave and have no attachment. See, none of this stuff is new, you guys. God knows about all this stuff. And so that's why God spells it out very plainly. Listen, if you are unrepentant in your sin, and you're just going to have sex outside of marriage, you're on your way to hell. So what's the answer? Repent and stop having sex. Plain and simple. Repent. And whatever it was you were doing, stop doing it. If it was a connection, break the connection. If it was a tie, cut the tie. If it's the internet that's causing you to stumble, hey, you might want to call Verizon and cancel Fios or DSL. If it's your iPhone, go get a Motorola. Hello? No, I'm serious. Jesus said, if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. What does that mean other than get rid of the thing that's causing you to stumble in that sin? So God spells it out. Sex outside of marriage will land you in hell. Now listen, on the practical side of things, okay? Let me help some of you single people. Sometimes the single people have such a need in their life, and they have such a fear inside of them that they feel like if they don't have friends, if they don't have relationships, that they're all alone and that they're forsaken, that they're just out there on their own, that they're second class, that God doesn't even like them as much as the married people. I mean, seriously, I've talked to a lot of single people, and I know that there's this weird stigma about being alone. If you're alone, you're a loser. If you're with somebody, you're great. It's okay. Be okay being single. And don't get yourself in trouble by trying to have all these friends. It's okay. You and God got it together. And you know what? There's a lot of people in this room that are godly who would love to hang out with you and be your friend. Now, you have to be careful on the side of when you start having married friends with single people. Now, again, I don't want to cause any stigma. I don't want to cause any confusion about this. It is okay for a single person to have married friends. But let me tell you what's not okay. It is not okay for a single person to be close friends with somebody of the opposite sex who's married. Okay, I'm just going to tell you some etiquette right now. This is not Bible. This is something that me as your pastor, I'm letting you know. This is breaking up people's marriages. It's causing confusion. Okay, so if you're a guy in here, don't text somebody else's wife. Don't Twitter them on their Facebook. Don't call. You know, if somebody calls my house and they ask for Pastor Jessica and it's a male voice, I'm like, who is this? What do you want with my wife? And if I really don't know them, but they sound like they're smooth talking, I'm like, what do you want with my wife? I'm serious. One of my dearest and closest friends went to school with Pastor Jess, and he was a total sinner. I mean, the guy was in the world. We were in Oklahoma going to Bible school, and he ended up getting saved. I mean, like radically saved, on fire for God. So he calls our house. And they were best friends back in school. Well, now Jess is married to me, and he gets saved. So he calls, and he's talking to her for a long time. I'm like, who is that? Oh, it's my friend Tim, you know. He got saved. I'm like, cool. Well, like the next day, she's on the phone again. I'm like, who are you on the phone with? Tim. I'm like, okay, cool, you know. Third day, she's on the phone with Tim again. And we're newlyweds at this point. I'm kind of like, what is going on? Who is this guy, you know? So one day I'm home alone, the phone rings, I pick it up, and I'm like, hello? Hi, is Jessica there? I said, no, this is her husband. Who's this? He's like, it's Tim. And I said, Tim, man, you know what? I need to get to know you, because Jess was telling me all about you, telling me about your relationship, this and that. And you know what? From that point on, Tim would call. Yeah, he would talk to Jess a little bit, but he actually called and wanted to talk to me. And he started asking me questions about his salvation, started asking me questions. And now today, Tim is one of my dearest friends. He was our sound man forever. I still hang out with the guy. He aged out a shift, and him and his wife now are doing some other things in the church. But you know what? Him and I, when we call, like if I get his wife, Robin, on the phone, I'm like, hey, is Tim there? You know? And if he gets Jess on the phone, he's like, can you hand the phone to Dan? You know, I know he's right there. Let me talk to my girlfriend. I mean, Dan, you know? I'm sorry. We're real close. It's a joke. I kid. All right, I kid. But listen, it's a respect issue. And single people, you have no business calling somebody else's spouse. texting someone else's spouse, emailing someone else's spouse. You need to have respect for their marriage, okay? And you need to honor their marriage. And it's okay. You can still say hi. You can still be kind. If you call and you get them on the phone, don't be like, you know. Say hi. How you doing? Are you okay? Cool. Let me talk to you, you know, your spouse, whoever that may be. If you're a girl, you know, talk to your wife. Guy, talk to your husband, okay? And that way, there's just no room for the devil to accuse, and there's no room for error. I'm going to end with this. Enjoy your single life. Enjoy it. It's okay. Have fun being single. Enjoy the time that you have. Why? Because you have an opportunity that married people don't have. Single people can just up and go on a mission trip. Single people can get into church every day of the week if they want to. Why? Because I don't have someone else to deal with. I can go to church. Why not? You want to go witnessing on the streets of Santa Ana? Sure. 3 a.m.? Let's go. Right? If you're single, you can make those decisions. There's a need in South Africa? I'm going to save some money and go, right? You can't do that when you're married. Why? Because now the two of you have to agree on something. Two of you have to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. Two of you making financial agreements and deciding what you're going to do. Then when you have kids, you've got responsibilities, and now you've got obligations at home. Single people, you guys have an amazing, unique opportunity to live your lives out and to just be you and God and just have fun. Have fun being single. Have fun having God be the one that fills that spot in your life. Listen to 1 Corinthians 7:32 through 35 in the message. I want you to live as free of complications as possible. When you're unmarried, you're free to concentrate on simply pleasing the master. Marriage involves you in all the nuts and bolts of domestic life and in wanting to please your spouse, leading to so many more demands on your attention. The time and energy that married people spend on caring for and nurturing each other, the unmarried can spend on becoming whole and holy instruments of God. I'm trying to be helpful and make it as easy as possible for you, not make things harder. All I want is for you to be able to develop a way of life in which you can spend plenty of time together with the master without a lot of distractions. Enjoy your single life, single people. Don't feel like a second-class citizen. Don't get caught up in sin, but just have fun being a single person. Pastor Jess.
All right, well, that was good. I remember being single. And you know what? You guys are single and saved. So just live it to the fullest. You know, go all out for God. So now I'm going to get a chance to talk to the married people. Now, singles, take notes, okay? Because when you get married, if you follow these things, you will not have a bad marriage, okay? So you guys ready? In Ephesians 5, 30 through 32, it says, because we are members of his body, for this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother, he shall be joined with his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. A marriage is a picture of God and us joined together in a covenant. A covenant is a union, a bond, a commitment, okay? In Ezekiel 6, 18, in the message, it says, and this is God talking to the church. I came by again, and I saw you, and I saw that you were ready for love and a lover. I took care of you, I dressed you, and I protected you. I promised you my love, and I entered the covenant of marriage with you. I, God, the master, gave my word. You became mine. Just as God became one with us, as they call us the bride of Christ, and he is our king. It's the same in a marriage relationship. It is between a man and a woman to love each other and to come together in the unity and the bond of one. And you see, the world so has a tainted view on what marriage should be. In fact, we just voted last time around that marriage should be changed. But in the Word of God, God says that it is between a man and a woman. And it is a covenant that cannot be broken. That's why when Pastor Dan was talking to the singles about respect and honor that marriage, please do. Because in a marriage, it is already hard enough for as a wife to learn how to respect and honor your husband versus a husband also learning how to love and respect your wife. This is a unity, you guys, that you cannot allow to be broken. You don't just enter this and it's something that is just, oh, you know, I think, you know, we slept together a couple times, want to get things right, we're just going to get married. No, this is serious. This is something that is till death do you part. Too many times, I hate the sign that says fast divorce call. I hate it. Divorce should never, ever, ever be an option when you are married. It should never be spoken in your vocabulary, and separation is just a place for the enemy to come in and steal what God has placed together. And so let me tell you, I am really passionate about this because I have many people sitting in my office just this week talking about separation and divorce, and enough is enough. Let me tell you something. When you commit to each other, you are also committed to the things of God. This is not just between you and someone else, but this is you, someone else, and God. And when a three-cord strand is together, it cannot be broke. So you need to have respect for your marriages. This is serious. You don't just jump into this. If you're not ready for marriage, don't jump in. There's issues that people bring into your marriage. A lot of you probably don't even know what a good marriage should look like. Well, you know what? If you don't have a good marriage to look at, maybe your parents were divorced many times. Maybe there's just issues that you've had with the things in your past with married people. Just screen it up. Well, you know what? Look at Pastor Dan and I. We have an awesome marriage. Look at Pastor Jim and Deborah. They have an incredible marriage. They live what they preach. Let me tell you, I'm their kid. I know. There are many marriages around this place that you can glean from, that you can watch, and you can say, well, I don't have to be like my dad was. I don't have to be like my mom was. Find out what it is inside of you. Start fixing it so that when you are single, people, fix it. Get rid of that. So that when you become married, you can join together as one and not bring issues into the marriage. There's so many things, but a covenant is the first and biggest thing. But let me talk about commitment in marriage. So many times we just give up on each other. It's easier to just, you know, let it go and not work for it. I love our culture. I think it's amazing the technology that is right at our hand, at the touch of a screen. Let me tell you, the iPhones are amazing. But one thing that freaks me out is that I think that the hands-on, hardworking generation who were our fathers and our fathers' fathers is being lost. And it's so easily being lost that what's happening is people are not working hard for anything anymore. You guys will see. Dan and I have seen all of our friends get married, and now we're watching some of them getting divorced. And a lot of it is nobody wants to work really hard. Nobody wants to take the time to sit down and fix it. Nobody wants to. One person just gives up and throws it away. And the other person is at the beck and just like, okay, fine, what do I do? But you know what? Enough is enough. Marriages, if you guys are on the rocks, if you're having issues, get help. Be committed to each other. We're here. Come get spiritual guidance. There's counseling. You need to get counseling. Let me just say this. Divorce and separation is not an option. Commitment is humongous in marriage. Adultery is not something that you should even dabble in. And a lot of you don't even know, as single people, what married people deal with. You see, lust is big in marriage because the Word of God even says that if you lust, you're already cheating. So we as married people have to keep ourselves holy and pure before the Lord. It says in Malachi 2:13 in the Message Bible, so you might want to read it behind me. And here's the second offense, that you will fill the place of worship with your whining and your sniveling because you don't get what you want from God. Do you know why? Now remember, I'm speaking to the married people. Some of your marriages are on the rocks. Sometimes you just, prayers aren't being answered. Things aren't working right. Things aren't going your way, and you wonder why. It's simple. Because God was there as a witness when you spoke your marriage vows to your young bride, and now you've broken those vows. Broken the faith bond with your vowed companion, your covenant wife. God, not you, made marriage. His Spirit inhabits even the smallest details of marriage. And what does he want from your marriage? Children of God, that's what. So guard your spirit of marriage within you. Don't cheat on your spouse. You might be going, okay, come on, you're talking about cheating on our spouse. Well, believe it or not, how many of you are affected? You're the children of a broken marriage. I just want to see hands. You're the kids of a broken marriage. All of you almost. Now listen, I'm telling you as a pastor, you don't have to be that person that has a broken marriage just because you've had that in the past. Your kids don't have to go through what you've gone through. You guys, work hard at marriage. Be committed to your spouse. Do anything you can to keep it together. Get help if something is wrong. Stay committed to each other. The Lord is into the details of marriage. Married people do not have friends with the opposite sex. For instance, like Dan was talking about, he's friends with my friend Robin, but not, I mean, they're not alone. They don't just call each other and hang out. Hey, Dan, how you doing? They don't chum it up. If they did, I'd be like, Robin, you better back off. You see what I'm saying? That's my man. So you girls stop hugging him, all right? Because I'll knock you out. Just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. Okay, so that's my man. So check this out. One time, Dan and I were in Oklahoma, and there was another married couple that we hung out with. Dan had made a commitment with her husband. He got sick. He wasn't able to go. She calls my husband, and she goes off on my husband. I could hear her chewing him out. Now, you know, the good wife I was like, wait, give me the phone. Give me the phone. And I was so mad. This happens twice when we were out there. Finally, I called the girl back and I said, first of all, if you have a problem with my husband, you need to talk to me. You don't talk to my husband that way because that's not your place or your position or your opinion. This is my husband. This is our issue. And if you have a problem with it, you can talk to us, but not him alone. And you know what? I don't know if that clears out the picture for anybody else, but this is about woman and man, and we have to protect our marriages, girls. Protect your marriage. Men, protect your marriage. If you can't get on Facebook and the ex-girlfriend's trying to hit you up, you know what? Then don't have a Facebook. Turn it off. I'm serious. You wonder why Pastor Dan doesn't have one? Well, because his ex-girlfriend keeps trying to get a hold of him. No, she does. I'm not kidding. She tried to Facebook me. I'm like, no, ignore. So anyway.
Technically, she wasn't my ex-girlfriend, but yeah.
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 So anyways, we have to protect our marriage, though. We were in agreement on that subject. Do you see what I'm saying? You guys need to have a bond between you that keeps the commitment in your marriage. Know the issues of a person. So many times people get married, they come into our office and they hate each other. And I'm like sitting there going, well, didn't you know this about the person before? Well, yeah. Well, what did you think was going to happen when you got married? I thought it would just go away. What do you mean you thought it would go away? Like, this person is who they are. It only intensifies and gets worse when you get married because the bliss is kind of gone. Okay, reality check here. And all of a sudden, the crap hits the fan and you're living in the same house and you hate each other. And you wonder what happened to the bliss. Well, let me tell you something. If there's issues there, bring them up. Deal with them. Fix them. Go to Breaking Free, please. I'm serious. Write a letter. But do something. Because there are issues inside of each of us. Maybe it's abandonment issues from your parents getting divorced. Whatever the case may be, you may not even know that there's something inside of you, but something just keeps happening in your marriage over and over and over again. Obviously, something's wrong. Okay? So get help. Pray. Ask God to see, you know, seek it in your heart and find out what it is. Because let me tell you something, the enemy is going to come and steal your marriage in any way he can. And those issues will only intensify and only worsen if you allow the enemy to come in and rob your marriage. Number two, adultery will land you in hell. Okay? So we talked about sex outside of marriage will land you in hell. Yeah, having adultery in a marriage will land you in hell as well. And God's not kidding about this because there's something between the man and the woman. There's a covenant. Do you know? Let me explain this to you. When a spirit and a spirit connect, they become one. Some of you keep having that ex-boyfriend that you've been sleeping with and you wonder why in the heck you can't get away from him. Well, guess what? Your soul is tied to him. And it's ungodly. And that's why God says, do not have sex outside of marriage. You say, well, what do I do? Okay, well, you can break the soul tie, get on your knees, pray, rebuke it, and get rid of it. Okay, it's really not that hard. But that was just a quick nugget. Okay, so, but that's what happens. So when a man and a woman come together, their spirits join as one. And it's then now a covenant between them and God and each other, and it's a spirit thing. You know, you guys, so many of us are driven by the flesh, but this is not a flesh thing. This is God who created heaven and earth, joining two spirits together to join in the kingdom of God, to do his will and his purpose, what he has called them to do. And you married are stronger than you separated. So don't let the enemy come in and steal your marriage because God has a plan for you guys as a team. God has a plan and a purpose for your children. God has that called. So don't let him steal that from you. Okay? So adultery is not an option. Cut your ties. Married people do not call, text, or anything, Facebook, the opposite sex. If you're married, stop talking to other men. If you're talking to other girls, stupid. Pastor Jess is telling you, you are stupid. Okay, stupid. It's dumb. You're dabbling. The enemy's going to use it, and it will destroy you and then destroy your marriage. And if you have kids, screw up your kids. Stop now. Girls, if you're married and you're texting other guys, you better cut that off fast. Because let me tell you something, sin is always revealed. And when it comes out, it hits the fan hard. And a lot of people get in the way and they get hurt.
Let me just jump in here too. Men, if you can't handle yourself when it comes to pornography, when it comes to masturbation, before you get married, single guys, before you get married, deal with that issue. Because don't think just because you're married that's going away.
It actually hurts the wife.
It'll go away for a little while, but then the devil's going to bring it back up, get you back into it, and then it's going to break up your marriage. So deal with these issues now while you're single, and then when you're married, you won't have to deal with the pornography or the masturbation or whatever it is. And I imagine that goes for women in other areas too.
I guess so. But I heard can just speak to the guys. Women have too, but I don't have it, so I don't know. So anyways, if that's your issue, please fix it. So anyways, it's an evil spirit. Get rid of it. So anyways, but you know what? It's true. And you know, Dan and I, one thing that I love about our relationship is from day one, Dan has been open and honest with me about everything. Everything. He sat me down and talked to me about some very personal things. You know, here I am married, newly married, and I'm like going, okay. You know, like, I don't know how to take that. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, don't you say anything. So girls, let this be, you just be quiet. So as Dan began to speak, I was like, I had the right to be mad about things. I had the right to have an opinion about what it was that he was dealing with in his heart. But God said, no. You be quiet, and when he's done, you say it's okay, and you help him fix the problem. And I was like, okay, and so I did, and then Dan totally was able to, you know, get past that. And then I have my own issues, and I go talk to Dan, and Dan is good with me, and he helps me get through it. And you guys become a team together. You work through this thing called marriage together. Stop trying to fix your problems on your own. You're no longer one. You're now two. So when you have a problem, talk to your spouse about it. Bring them into the picture. Don't discard them. Now, how many married people are in here? I'd like to see. Good. There's a good amount of you. Well, guess what? To have a strong marriage, I'm just going to give you some quick pointers, okay? Work hard for your marriage. Separation is not an option like we talked about. I want to talk to you about this big time. Church. Church is not whenever maybe we feel like it. In marriage, that's not an option. You better get your butts in church twice a week, and let me tell you why. Because the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy, and he will rip your marriage apart. And if you do not have the word inside of you to come up out of you when things are going wrong in the house, you will fail. You will fail. I'm letting you know now. Get into church. This is not just the one service you should be coming to. You need to be coming to another service. The Rock Church gives you tons of services and lots of options to come. Get into church. Single people, that's just for you as well. Because the more of the word you get in you, when hell comes against you, the word will come up out of you and you will be able to fight it off. But if you don't get the word in you, hell will still come against you. But you will be squashed and you will be on your way to hell with everybody else. The word of God says that the road is narrow. So get it together. Do it together. Get into the house of God more than once a week. And your marriage will stay strong because you have God in you together. Okay, so this one's like totally embarrassing for me to talk about. Have a great sex life. My brother's like, oh my God. Have a great sex life. Okay, so like I am totally embarrassed about everything sex. Like, I don't know why, but I am. And God told me to say this. Have a great sex life. Talk about it. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. You're free in Christ to have sex whenever you want, wherever you want, and how much you want. So get busy. Only if you are married, okay? Not if you're engaged, not if you're thinking about getting married. No, you're going to hell, okay? But if you are married, enjoy each other. Have fun with each other. You know what? Especially when you don't have kids. Because let me tell you, all of a sudden there's like a knock at the door or you're trying to like hurry up. Okay, when can we schedule this in? Enjoy it if you don't have kids, okay? Because you don't want to schedule sex life, okay? It does take some of the romance out of it, but... You still have fun. But anyways, enjoy sex with each other. If you don't enjoy sex with each other, get help. There's something going on there. Fix it. Ask God what it is to reveal it, to bring it to the surface. Maybe you've had molestation problems. Maybe you were raped. Maybe there were issues that were deep-rooted inside of you that you didn't even know that you were having issues with sex. This is reality. A lot of people have problems with sex and marriage. But you know what? There is a God in heaven who created sex. He created it to be holy and pure and to be just. He created it to multiply because he needs our kids to come into the kingdom and to lead the next generation. But you know what? The enemy is going to pervert it. He's going to bring pain and suffering along with it if you've had sin or if things have been done to you in the past. But let me tell you something. God has called you to be free. God has called you to be free of that. And if you have problems in marriage with that, then you know what? Get into the Word. Find out what God says about sex. Find out and say, God, what is it inside of me that you can heal, that you can bring out, that you can restore in my marriage so that I can love and enjoy this passionate moment with my husband? Okay, now, girls, if you have a headache or you're tired, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some deep-rooted issues, okay? So if there are issues, find out what it is. Go to God. The beauty of marriage is that you get to live with the best friend in your whole life, and it is the most amazing thing in the whole world. I'm never by myself in life. I get to be with Dan. When life is going hard, I have someone to lean on. And all you single people are like, this sucks. I hate hearing this part. No, you have something to look forward to, James, okay? We all know James. We wanted to get married forever. So, but God knows. I love my James. But God knows. God knows. God knows who she is. God knows who he is. But you know what? The married people, if you're not best friends with your husband, fix it. Go out to dinner. Talk about it. Find out what it is that you're just not connecting on. And I know I've been saying it a lot. Fix it. But seriously, fix it. Because people just don't fix it. Okay, I'm sorry. Saturday Night Live. Anyways. Just fix it. So, I'm being so cheesy. I'm almost done. The beauty of marriage. Wait. I want to read this. Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Her heart of her husband is safely trust her, and so he will have no lack or gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. If you are not that woman, strive to become her. Isaiah 32:2. This is for the men. A man will be a hiding place from the wind, a cover from the tempest. The rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And men, if you haven't been that safe pillar for your family, become the safe pillar for your family. Your wife, your kids, your family will need you. So be the man and allow her to be the girl. And you guys take your roles on who God has called you to be. Love each other, commit to each other, be in the house of God together, and build the kingdom with each other.
I just want to end with Hebrews 13:4. I kept telling Pastor Jess about this verse, but I guess I'll just read it to you
guys.
It's
your verse.
It says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. So that means, hey, go for it. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. And I think that's what this whole message tonight came out of, was just that verse in our hearts and what God wanted to say to us about sex and dating and relationships and marriage and being single and just what God wanted to speak to you guys tonight. Now, let me say this. This whole month, we're going to be talking about stuff like this, okay? Next week, Paul and Julie Let... No, that's 2 weeks, right? Yeah, Pastor Mondo and Jackie Flores are going to be here next week.
They have an awesome testimony. I actually was able to witness a lot of it.
Yeah.
I was best friends with his sister, so I watched their relationship unsaved and then saved. So.
They've got an amazing testimony, and you guys don't want to miss it. And then totally. In 2 weeks, Paul and Julie Leshko. Paul's way in the back. Paul, wave at everybody. This is our security guard, all right? Now, this guy is awesome, and if you heard the men's breakfast last month, men, that's the guy, all right? So, talking about the showing up with the machete, asking for the money from the guy that owed him, that's the dude. So you can find out about his married life and what they went through, and he's got just as cool stories. So make sure to come out for that. And then on the final week, we're going to have a panel, okay? So the guys that talk to you guys during the month, we'll do the man panel for the women. And then the girls that talk to you guys during the month, we'll have a girl panel for the men, okay? So if you guys have questions that you want to ask, email them to us, write them down, drop it in the offering. You can get on my I now have a Twitter page, so if you want to, find me on there, Dan_Roth, I figured the blog wasn't quite where you guys are at, so I decided to try it out. So I'm jumping into the 21st century slowly, but we're getting there. So anyways, you can ask me those questions in 160 characters or less, and then we'll have a good time, all right?